Hello, this is Exchange with Customer Support. How may I help you today?
Yes, I noticed on my account, on my checking account, that you guys deducted $67 from my account. I was wondering what it was for.
Okay, give me one second.
I got an email that said I won something. I guess it was a mixer, and all I had to do was pay $5.74 or something like that for shipping and handling or what the process. And I did that, and now I'm getting charged $67. I did not approve that. I was wondering why.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code?
12198.
Can you say that one more time?
12198.
Okay. And could you tell me the name on that account, sir?
Dane, Dane Stewart, Stewart.
You say your last name is Stewart, Stewart. No,
Yes.
yeah. You say your first name is Dane, Dane?
Yes.
Could you give me your first six and last four of your credit card?
No, I'm not going to do that. No. You should have my, if you deducted it from my account, you should have my name and everything else right there.
We're a third-party call center, and you know we do over hundreds and hundreds of companies. We just do the customer service. We don't do anything else. We just do the customer
Well,
service.
let me ask you something. What is this in reference to?
I'm not sure. We're just calling back to see what your concern were.
Well, you're not calling back. I called you guys and I was waiting on the phone. But what company do you work for? I mean, what company is this? The charge that I've got, what company is it?
I'm not sure if I could pull up your account. I could tell you the website it came from, and but I'm not sure.
So actually, this is a scam. The whole thing is a scam. I'm being charged for something that I didn't order or something that I was trying to get the order. Yeah, that's what the freebies said. They get you all the time on that.
Yeah, that's why you gotta read the descriptions.
Well, I did. For this to be shipped out to you, you need to pay $5.74, and that's what I did. You know, for the free mixer, and I think it was from Walmart, if I'm not mistaken. But now all of a sudden I'm getting a $67 charge that I didn't authorize.
Yeah. But if you could do that, if you could give me your first six and last four, that probably would help me be able to pull your account up and help you out today.
Yeah,
because I can't.
Sure.
I can't.
That's the first thing they tell you about phone calls like this is don't give out any of that personal information because you can get scammed right back. You can get charged more.
No, I'm trying to help you, sir. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. I've had people smile at me saying, yes, I'm helping you out, and they stab you right in the back.
I'm not one of those. I'm actually trying to help you, sir.
Yeah,
it's holidays and everything.
If I had more of a...
I understand. If you had more of an understanding of who I was and... Yeah, I understand.
Well, not you, what this charge was for. If I had more knowledge of that, then I'd go along with it. I have a number here. Whoops.
Oh, you got the order ID?
That's what I'm going to look for right now. I did have.
Okay.
Just a minute. Give me 1 second here, and I'll be right there.
Password. Yes, sir.
Okay, it says, what it goes, it says, Astonishing Tech Mega.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me the telephone number that I called, and then it's the number is 52249.
52249. That's the number of the. That's the order ID.
That's what it shows on there. Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
But do you know who the Astonishing Tech is?
No, I don't know. Okay, it didn't pop up. So you may have to call your bank back and ask them to give you another customer service number, because I can't find you in our system nowhere.
Let me give me my wife's first name.
Is it Angela?
Rollene. R-O-L-L-E-N-E.
Okay, spit it one more time.
R-O-L-L-E-N-E.
Okay, and the last name?
Stewart.
Okay.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yeah, it still doesn't pop up.
God, being ripped off during the holidays. I can't believe it. Well, I guess I can, the way the world is nowadays.
Yeah, the world is cruel nowadays.
Well, let me tell you, my wife and I are living on Social Security. We have nothing. And having that $67, that means I can't pay my electric bill.
Yeah.
People love to screw people, I'll tell you. But you don't know the company, the one I told you.
No, sir, I don't. I wish I could help.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.